Water is reaching the unreached with the gospel. Church partners are needed for Haiti's church rebuilding, and prayer is needed for TEMO training in Tanzania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Laos, where Open Doors ranks them 12th on the World Watch list of nations who persecute Christians. Small independent congregations are under pressure. However, a guy we're calling Samboon says Life Water International is supporting a Christian water business there. While they're providing needed clean water,
at the same time, our heart, of course, is to see the church grow and build key relationships with local leaders and with the registered church and the unregistered church. It just to really be a support and encouragement to them.
The business supports Christians doing the work. Samboon says they recently began reaching the unreached So people of Central Laos.
Whether it's donating filters to them, working with national leaders who are actually going out and sharing the gospel and building the So church. Basically, without Life Water, without the company, we're not able to be there in Laos and see the Church of God grow.
$50 supplies a filter to a needy family. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, the Sea Company reports violence in northeastern Congo has forced the Logo translation team to flee. The team's home area has become too dangerous, especially for those with expensive equipment. The center of the problem is the Lord's Resistance Army, which has destroyed the lives of many Logo people. But a Center for Bible Translation was recently created and has become a haven for translation. Pray for restored hope through scriptures. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been more than 2 years since the devastating earthquake destroyed Port-au-Prince, and rebuilding continues. Churches are especially in need of help. That's why Bible-Centered Ministries International, or BCM, has started a program. BCM's Tommy Gambrill.
We're spearheading a project called Restoring Hearts and Homes in Haiti. The idea is to get U.S. churches to partner with Haitian churches and provide prayer support for them, financial support, and even teams to go.
The goal is to get churches up and functioning again. The earthquake saw thousands turn to Christ, so pastors not only have to function without a church building.
He also has more people coming to him that want to know about salvation. And so how can we help people spiritually understand what it means that God wants them to have eternal life, but then also help them physically? I think the two go hand in hand.
Gambrill's looking for 6 to 12 churches to join in the partnership. If you're interested, we'll connect you at our website. Next, it's been over 500 years since the first missionaries attempted to reach Native Americans, but only 5% of the current Native population knows Christ. American evangelist Ron Hutchcraft laments the loss.
The very first people that we tried to reach are now still perhaps the last missions frontier on this continent.
But why?
There's been a tremendous shortage of Native Americans who would be the leaders of the Christian movement, be the face of Christ, be the voice of Christ for their people over all these years.
But in the last 20 years, that dynamic has started to change. Hope for Native Americans has come to broken youth who've come to Christ through Hutchcraft's On Eagle's Wings outreach. These Native young people are now going on to Christian colleges and starting their own ministries to Native Americans.
They are, I would say, the face of hope for Native America for the future.
Get resources to pray for them at our website. And reaching the lost people groups on Earth is no easy task, but Africa Inland Mission has a way of doing it. The ministry is launching another Training and Ministry Outreach, or TEMO, team this month. The team is heading to Tanzania. Essentially, TEMO will connect new missionaries with seasoned ones for the most effective training in a new culture. New TEMO members will be preparing for a lifetime of ministry over the next 2 years. Pray for them as they get started. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica would like to give you a free pocket-sized Gospel of John to use or give to a friend. The Gospel of John takes us from in the beginning to a new beginning, inviting readers to receive the offer of new life in Jesus' name. To get your pocket-sized Gospel of John, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.